Hilton.
Yes, that's who it is, and a happy new year to you. This is our first program of new year at a new time, and naturally I hope that a lot of our old friends will still be with us, and maybe some new ones as well. So welcome as ever to our Sounds of the 50s. And I don't know about you, but we're still finishing off our mince pies and gnawing away at our last turkey legs. We had 6 legs in ours this year. And squeezing our last little dribble from the lemonade bottles. Who am I kidding? But not Eve Boswell. She's still hungry.
Picking a chicken with me. Picking a chicken with me.
The Hungarian-born daughter of a circus family. Now back in South Africa giving singing lessons. And still picking a chicken. And this next guy likes a good sing-along as well. Lloyd Price. He wrote this in 1959. And from then on, he was nicknamed Mr. Personality.
Over and over. I tried to prove my love to you.
Mr. Personality, Lloyd Price. And we've had a nice long letter from a rather frustrated gentleman, Marcus Bagshaw, from Hallam in Wiltshire, who's a devoted fan of Doris Day. And he says, I'm getting fed up of hearing the same Doris Day records. Que sera, the Deadwood stage, and Move Over, Darling, so why not give the lady the recognition she deserves? She made some great records that never get played. Okay, Marcus. Move over, darling. Let's hear one from 1956 about Jimmy Unknown.
Over the mountain, over the sea, is waiting for.
By Doris Day, who worked a lot in the late 40s and 50s, with one of my favourites, Gordon McRae, who we'll hear later in our show. Right now, though, we've one from our own Kim Wilde's big daddy, Marty Wilde, with a song originally written and recorded by Ritchie Valens. Ritchie wrote this for his girlfriend, Donna, and it made her cry. Marty Wilde got his version into our charts in March 59. So let's hear it. Madonna.
Donna, Donna, Donna.
I had a girl. Donna was her name.
E arriva, e arriva, porti sere, porti sere, porti sere.
Yeah, well, first, we heard Marty Wilde singing the Ritchie Valens song, Donna, followed by Ritchie himself and La Bamba. And this young lady, Joan Young of Redditch, Warwickshire, wants me to remind her of her courting days, when a boyfriend, who's now a husband, took her to see her idol, Frankie Lane, at the Hippodrome Theatre in Birmingham. And she swooned all night. And if I play this, she'll swoon all the weekend. Wow. Well, Mr. Young, she didn't tell me your first name. Mr. Young, get the anti-swoon pills ready and prepare for the vapors.
To spend one night